This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back to Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
That's right, folks. We're going to make you smarter, betterer, and more awesomer if you listen to this here show. All right, we are going to go right back to the phone lines. We're going to try to get as many callers in as possible. So where do we go first, JJ?
Let's go to Josh in Louisiana. Hello, Josh.
What's going on, fellas? Man, how are you this morning?
We're living large. How about you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Kind of bummed that one of the last callers answered the Mr. Potato Head question. I had a feeling that that was going to be the mystery question.
Oh.
And I'm so disappointed that I won't be getting a T-shirt because I think it would go great with my secret document, my important document hat. But I'm so glad to be talking to you guys because I actually called a few times and the call got dropped twice.
We were just talking to Cindy Barnett, and she said
Cindy Roberts.
Oh. And she said that that you had called and the call had dropped, but you managed to get back in. That is very, very rare.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Josh, you gave me a chance to launch into a commercial. You're talking about how good that shirt would look with your stovepipe hat. You can go to AFR.net, store at AFR.net.
AFAstore.net.
AFAstore.net and get that Learning University T-shirt. Anybody that wants one of those look good and they're priced right, and it's a good way to support the ministry.
And they smell nice.
Yeah, that's right.
I've smelled mine, this one right here, several times. Smells very, very nice. It's new. It's not refurbished were talking about. So
hey, Josh, ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
Well, I would like to answer the question about river, the longest river.
All right. Well, here it is. What is the longest river in the U.S., Josh?
That would be the Missouri River.
It is the Missouri River.
Wow.
Yes.
Nicely done. It's
139 miles longer than the Mississippi. That wouldn't have been my guess either. I would have thought the Mississippi.
I would have thought the old muddy Mississippi.
Yeah, but the Missouri is longer. Now, do you have to look that up, Josh? Or are you a geography fan or what?
No, I had a hunch that it was the Missouri, and I figured before y'all said on air that it's not what you think it is. I went, a lot of people are thinking Mississippi. But, yeah. No, it was just a hunch I had.
Good.
Okay.
Well, hey, what's your question for us, Josh?
Well, it was going to be the follow-up to the question I wanted to answer. But in the movie Toy Story, who was the voice of Mr. Potato Head?
Who
okay.
was the voice
All right.
of Mr.
Okay.
Potato Head?
I think I know this. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves here, Josh, so don't say yes or no.
Now,
Don Rickles, I think. Wasn't it Don Rickles?
Hmm.
Hey, puck.
I know Andy was, of course, the volleyball guy that was the volleyball on the island. I just drew a blank.
The volleyball?
Castaway?
Yes.
Tom
Hanks.
No, yeah.
that was
Woody.
Andy.
Woody.
Oh, Woody, yeah.
Andy was the kid.
Andy was the boy. Yeah, Woody, the cowboy. So you say it too?
I think it's Don Rickles.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Oh, we'll go Don Rickles, Josh.
It is Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
Wow. Nicely
and I think
done.
I think he's passed away since. I don't know if they got a new one coming out, so I don't know.
Last year, actually.
Okay. Don't they have a new they have a new Toy Story coming out sometime here?
I have no idea.
I think they got a new one coming out.
I couldn't get into the first one was laugh out loud funny. Best Disney Pixar movie ever made.
Right.
I tried to watch, I think, the second one, and I was like, no. And so.
Okay.
My favorite. That was the best.
My favorite part of the show, Josh, is when they started singing Let It Go. Let It Go. Man, I love that part. And wait,
wrong movie.
You might have a little bit of morphing going on.
You might be thinking of another movie.
That's right.
A recent one.
In fact, I would probably do bodily harm to whoever wrote Let It Go. because that is a song I just...
You have children, I'm guessing.
That's yeah, right. grandchildren.
Yes.
I've heard that song okay, so many times. Yeah. So.
Hey, Josh, have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to AFR. Thank you for your support.
Absolutely, fellas. You'll have a good one.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. Now, see, now, thank you, JJ. You tried to get me to yawn in the last segment. Now you got Let It Go stuck in my head. All right, where do we go next?
Grant from Illinois. Hello, Grant.
Grant, you there? Grant. Last chance, Grant. All that time waiting.
Hey.
Hey, oh, wow.
There he is.
Grant. You talk about a... under the wire.
It took a threat from Ed.
You are a fraction of a second from getting dropped, buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
Would you run? Right. Would you go run to make a sandwich or something? What were you doing?
No, I was cleaning Domino's pizza windows.
Oh, oh wow! Now that's a first.
That
on
is
Learning
a first.
University.
Are you at work, Grant? I'm assuming.
Yeah, me and my boss clean windows, and we drive around to different places. And I was doing Domino's during the news break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Well, good. Hey,
yes.
Good hustle there.
That's
working
right. Hey,
and listening.
Grant, ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
All right.
Which
Go
question?
Ahead. Which question you want to answer?
The third molar.
Right. Oh, okay. Here's the question. What is the name for a human third molar?
That would be the wisdom tooth.
Wisdom
All
tooth.
All right.
That's right.
Here's the deal, Grant. The Venus flytrap don't have no molars. It's got little plant, tiny teeth like a possum. But you have an unsuspecting spider or a ladybug that get too close to that Venus flytrap, and it's Katie done barred the door. They say you can hear one of them things crunching on a grasshopper a half a block away. That's if you're washing windows, of course, and you have to kind of listen through the window.
Yeah, it's wisdom tooth.
Hey, now Grant,
you got it.
Grant, you ever had a wisdom tooth taken out?
No, my sister just did.
Yeah, it's quite an ordeal.
Yeah,
my sister, my younger sister, she had all four out at one time,
Ooh.
And she was swollen up. She looked like we called her chipmunk. Of course, no amount of suffering in the Vitagliano household. Is sufficient to keep us from picking on one another. So, but anyway, so
well, and,
good job.
And with most things in life, you got the good news, bad news, you got the agony, and then you have the silver lining. You got that wisdom tooth being removed. You know, that's obviously, but then that laughing gas.
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> A lot can be said about that laughing gas.
Still definite silver lining. All right, Grant, you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. So this is a numbers question, but what percentage of wild birds only live for 1 year?
What percentage of wild birds only live for 1 year?
It's kind of sad.
That is
like a butterfly's life.
Thanks for bringing us down, Grant.
I think they just live 24 hours. A butterfly.
A butterfly just 24 hours?
I think so. It's like crazy how, you know, how.
You got, you just want to throw a bird out there?
No, a bird?
Maybe.
Well, let me just tell you just a little quick story here about my dad. Now, when he was a young guy, probably 10 or 11 years old, growing up in the Boston area, lots of snow during the winter. And my grandmother, his mom, had some ladies over for coffee or something. And my dad came down, again, 10 or 11 years old, and asked my grandmother for some bread to feed the birds because there's snow out there. And, they, you know, it's hard for them to get food. And so my grandmother gave him bread, and then and he went out and put it out there in the snow and went back up to his room. And my grandmother and her friends were all just, oh, what a nice boy. He's so sweet feeding the birds. And they were watching the birds, and then they started seeing them drop one at a time. And my dad had thrown bread out there to attract birds, and he'd gone up there with his BB gun.
Oh, man.
No.
So those birds, I don't know how long they lived, but it was less than a year, I'm pretty sure. Hey, listen, I don't have an idea. Do you guys have an idea?
No, we're stumped.
You got us, Grant.
What's
the percentage?
It's 75%.
Wow.
75%
of wild birds live less than a year? Now, is that just because of predators or harsh weather conditions or what?
Probably a combination of
yeah,
those.
Yeah.
Hey, less than a year, huh?
Hey, Grant, I'm going to be in Illinois March the 22nd and March the 23rd, speaking at two different pregnancy center annual fundraisers, if you're nearby. And I don't have the information right in front of me about the cities. But it's,
where can they go to find? Where can Grant go?
JJJasper.com.
JJJasper.com.
To check the calendar out, and I'm looking forward to it.
And your boss needs to give you a little bit of a raise for doing a promo for the company you work for. So he needs to give you a boost for mentioning Domino's on the air.
I appreciate that, gentlemen. This is his boss speaking. And the only reason we knew that that tooth question was because I've had my wisdom teeth removed, and that's why I'm as dumb as a box of rocks.
Hey, well, listen, it's no fun to have a wisdom tooth removed.
No, I know it.
And you want to do it after you take the ACT, not before. that's Thanks, Grant. Have a Grant and Grant's
and,
boss.
And the boss.
Yeah, so. Have a great weekend, man.
All right, let's how about let's set our questions one last time here. We got 14 minutes left, and we'll give whoever's listening we'll give them a refresher here.
All right, two questions remain unanswered. In what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released? Second question: our solar system is located in what galaxy?
All right, I just have two questions remaining. In 1978, who was the first Arab leader to recognize the state of Israel? And second question, a person from Kansas is called a Kansan. What do you call a person from New Mexico?
Here's what I've got. Daytona 500 is this coming Sunday, so NASCAR question. Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Who has won the Daytona 500 the most times? Second question, name John Grisham's first number one bestseller. Give you a hint, it was made into a movie. It was one of the ones that was made into a movie.
I didn't know any of them were not made into movies. Yeah. He's had all kinds of them.
Name John Grisham's first number one bestseller.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. JJ, where do we head next?
Let's go to Tennessee. Martha's on the line. Hello, Martha.
Hey there.
Have you had a nice week?
Not really, but I'm just gonna keep saying I'm blessed and God will take care of me.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Well, listen, do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I would like to guess at one. I don't have one for you all, but I want to thank you all for this show. You just don't know how many times I've been maybe down or whatever, and I'm in my car usually when this happens, but today I'm at home. But I'm in my car. I'm in a maybe not the best mood, and y'all are on, and I'm laughing my head off.
Oh, thank you, Martha.
Thank
listen,
you all.
Well, listen, and
oh,
you,
thank you.
You talked about not having the best week. I just want to ask our listeners to pray for Martha in Tennessee.
Good.
And in the next few hours, next few days, don't be surprised if your circumstances change, because we've got prayer warriors all across the country, and no matter what's going on, God hears and answers prayers. Hey, which one do you want to guess at, Martha? Which question?
The Daytona question.
Oh, okay, who has won the Daytona 500 the most times, Martha?
Well, I'm pulled between two, but I'm going to say Dale Earnhardt.
Earnhardt? No, no. Who was your other one that you were thinking?
Michael Andretti.
No, so I'll tell you what you have done. Neither of those is the right answer, but you've helped somebody else for the next person that calls.
Hey, and Martha, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to send you a free Learning University T-shirt, Trivia Friday T-shirt. How's that? And that's
you've had a
bad week, and we're coming up here to the end of the show. We're going to pick you up a little bit. We'll send you a free Trivia Friday Learning University T-shirt. So now that we're done with our conversation on the air, do not hang up. We will put you on hold, and Cindy Roberts will get your information, your address, and your size, and we'll send you one. How's that?
You just don't know. This is an answer to prayer, because I wanted a T-shirt so bad.
Oh,
well.
Martha, this is just a little happy, and it's just
you.
To say we love you, and God bless
you,
and stay on the line so she can get your information.
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. All right, Martha.
We sure do have some great listeners.
Oh,
we do.
Oh, my goodness. They're just the best.
So, folks, I second what JJ was saying. Remember to pray for Martha from Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So, All right, let's keep rolling along. Where do we go next?
David from Indiana. Hello, David.
Hello.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Do both. I want to ask the question, answer the question about the our solar system.
All right. Our solar system is located in what galaxy?
The Milky Way.
That's correct.
Milky Way galaxy.
Good, David. Right. That's good. Hey, do you you have a question for us, David?
Yes. I was wondering who was the oldest president elected?
It was Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's so correct. He was the oldest one ever elected?
One elected.
Reagan would have been right behind him, correct?
Yes. Okay. Reagan the second time was...
Good. Excellent job. Let's give a round of applause for JJ. Good job.
And maybe the youngest may have been Kennedy.
Yeah, I think Kennedy was. Maybe Clinton clipped him there. I don't know, but it was between those two.
That's right. President Nintendo was one that you don't hear much about, and I have no idea what his age was, but it probably doesn't matter. Hey, David, have a good weekend, buddy.
You too.
Bye now.
Well, we do have some good callers and some smart callers, so excellent job.
Yeah, Margaret from Mississippi. Class is in session, Margaret.
All right. I'm excited.
Ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, all of the ones I knew have been answered. I was just going to say the Milky Way, but I do have what I think is a very good trivia question for y'all.
We're ready.
You're ready.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. In February, four presidents have their birthdays. Of course, we know about Abraham Lincoln and George Washington. And I'll give you a clue. Somebody just mentioned another one.
Oh, okay. So
he died not too many years ago.
So you're telling us, you're giving us a good start. Four presidents have their birthday in February?
And we know about Lincoln and Washington.
Washington, because you always had their silhouettes at the top of your classroom.
Sure.
Right.
Cut out of construction
all
paper.
Over the classroom.
Yes.
All right. Now, Margaret, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, so don't say yes or no.
And we just mentioned one, so I think it's remarkable that President Nintendo died in February, and a lot of people don't even realize he was a president.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah. No,
that's funny.
Okay,
all right,
who did we mention earlier?
Reagan. She said died not too long ago.
Bingo.
So.
Okay, Reagan.
All right, so Reagan, Lincoln, Washington. We need one more.
Uh-huh. All right, you got another hint? Give us another hint for the fourth one.
He didn't live very long in presidency.
We should know this because President's Day, you know it comes up.
So he
I'll give you another clue.
All right.
I've been trying to call y'all for 10 years off and on. I promise.
You got a lot of patience.
For 10 years? Wow.
I've been teaching at a private school for the past 10 years, and most of those Fridays we've been off.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yes, I love it.
So give us another hint. This is this feels like outcome-based education, but we're needing a little bit of help here.
Last Friday was the 9th, and I thought that would have been perfect to have called in because this other unknown president's birthday was February the 9th.
And Margaret, you mentioned that
he was the ninth president.
He was the ninth president.
The ninth president.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty bad on my.
This is going to be one of those that aren't well known in history.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You have your Lincolns and your Washingtons.
And the problem I run into is when I hear one of those obscure presidents, I don't know if it's a car or president. Because, you know, somebody will say, you remember President Lincoln Brewster? And I say, I had one of those. He got horrible gas mileage, but it was a great
Margaret.
A great hoopty when all of my friends would get in that Lincoln Brewster.
A hoopty, I haven't heard that in a while.
Drive that Millard Fillmore up and down the strip. That was awesome.
Margaret, I'm afraid you might just have to give us
I'm going to guess Franklin Pierce. How's that? Because he's from New Hampshire.
Another car.
Yeah. But look at
Franklin Pierce.
Now, William Henry Harrison.
William Henry Harrison. Do you ever have a car named that?
No, but I'm telling you, you drive a Franklin Pierce and you got some real big white walls.
Yeah,
that is awesome. Like if they let you drive it in the parade or something. Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret. Appreciate it.
And thank you for your
thank y'all.
Thank you for your service as an educator. I got a special place in my heart for you teachers. You don't do it for the money. You're overworked, underpaid, and I believe it's a calling. So God bless you, and thank you for being a teacher.
It is. I appreciate you guys. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right. Where do we go next, JJ?
Mike in Texas. Mike. Hello.
Good morning. You guys be blessed.
You too, sir. Ask, answer, or do both?
Do both.
Which question you want to answer?
Well, let's see. Is the... I guess the one about the John Grisham novel made into a movie. I think I know a couple of them, but
here's the question. Name John Grisham's first number one bestseller, and I gave you a hint. It was one of the books made into a movie. But what I'm looking for is name John Grisham's first number one bestseller.
Oh, first bestseller.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know I've seen two of his movies that were made into bestsellers. I'll go with The Firm.
That's right.
The Firm. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Good job, Mike. What was your other one? Because I can't remember. He has some blockbusters.
Well, the first one he actually wrote was
Pelican
Brief.
Yeah.
But he never did. That one became a bestseller after his first one, after it kind of caught fire.
Okay. He sold that out of his trunk.
Yes.
When he was a Mississippi legislature.
Right.
Literally out of his trunk.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, what's your question for us?
Well, I don't know if you guys know much about Texas minutia, but there was one of the versions, in my mind, the best version of the Alamo ever made was made in Texas, and John Wayne and Richard Widmark were starring in the movie, and I forget the other guy that played William Barrett Travis, but it was filmed on a ranch in Texas, and I'll give you guys a hint. The rancher that owned the ranch later on became a talent scout and discovered Johnny Rodriguez. So what ranch, what was the name of the rancher where the Alamo was filmed?
Colonel Tom Parker. He had a bunch of dancing chickens. That was one of his acts. And then he went to being the manager for Elvis Presley. And then before that, he was tied in with the Texas bumps there making history. So everywhere he turned, he was making history. He weren't no real colonel, though, just for the fact. He wasn't a colonel any more than that Sanders man that has that fried chicken served in that kind of armed forces.
And they actually kind of worked together after the dancing chickens.
That's right. Got
shipped over to Colonel Sanders.
That's right.
Hey, Mike,
we don't know.
I think that you can clearly tell we don't know.
Okay, well, the rancher's name was Happy Shahan. And the other thing that was notable about where they filmed the Alamo, they put a sort of a landmark there that other movies have been made on that set. It's called Alamo Village.
Wow.
And
that
it's
is
in Spofford,
good.
Texas. It's north of Brackettville, about 20 miles.
Good. Huh. Good Texas trivia. Thanks, Mike. And God bless
blessed.
You. Yes, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Oops. Cut him off. Sorry about that, Mike. All right. Well, we don't have any more time for any more callers.
We can answer our questions.
But we can answer the questions that remain for those who are desperately wanting to know the answer to these.
All right. Before I answer my one unanswered question, if you would like Trivia Friday Hilarious Highlights Volume 4, you can visit afastore.net, afastore.net. First question, our only question unanswered, in what year was the Nintendo 64 officially released? 1996.
All right, 1978, the first Arab leader to recognize the state of Israel was Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, and a person from New Mexico was called a New Mexican.
Richard Petty won the Daytona 500 the most times, seven times.
Seven times,
yes,
wow.
Yes, sir, yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey, folks, before we go, I want to remind you, go to JasperAndCompanyBoutique.com. That's J.J. Jasper's family's boutique. I guess he's a man, but he has a boutique. JasperAndCompanyBoutique.com. You can buy some great stuff online. Folks, that's all the time we've got for Trivia Friday. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Bye for now.